It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone today, I have Mayor Norton with Huntington City. Quite a bit going on over there. He wanted to commend everybody. Water was an issue all summer long, and they did very, very well. They've got a sidewalk project that's coming up. Elections this year, kind of a quick update on that. And then, of course, October 1st, it's right around the corner. We're going to have some fun for Halloween and a light parade and all kinds of a festival and things that are going to go on there in Huntington City. Mayor Norton, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is good information that people need to know about, and that's why it's always fun to get you in here and kind of bring everybody up to speed on what's going on with Huntington. So first and foremost, I guess, how are things going in Huntington as far as the city's concerned? Everything going all right?
Yes, everything's going very well so far this year. We haven't had any great disasters, and our water situation, everybody's worried about it, and we actually got farther in the year than we thought we would. So I want to commend our citizens for taking care of our water this year and getting us farther than we can, where we thought we would.
And you were saying that you guys kind of felt like maybe another couple of weeks and they'll go ahead and close off that, or is that what it's looking like?
It looks like maybe a couple more weeks, we're thinking, and then we'll probably be done for the year. Sounds like they did their evaluations, and we got a little bit more water than we're able to get it for the rest. So hopefully maybe the first part of October.
And that's always a good sign. That's always a good sign. And you were saying that you wanted to kind of, take hats off to the people in Huntington for conserving the water, because you thought you would have been out a long time ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't think we'd make it through September, but it looks like we might even make it through September this year.
It was kind of bleak there at certain points in the summertime and the spring. So that's good to know. And now everybody just needs to hope for a really, really good winter.
Oh, yes. Pray for a good winter. Good, wet, snow-packed winter would do us well around this area.
And from what I've heard, these rain showers that we've had lately will be nice because the ground won't just soak up the water. So that's a plus, too.
Yeah, that's great where we get some water in the ground and kind of make it so when the snowpack does come, it doesn't soak all in. We get a little more to our reservoirs.
So we're good on water for maybe another couple of weeks. And hats off to the people of Huntington City for taking care of what they've taken care of over there. We're going to talk about sidewalks now. You guys have had a pretty hefty sidewalk project that's been going on for quite some time, and it's your main street and stuff. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, we finally got our main street sidewalk project done. We're from the north to the south now. We have sidewalk all the way down. We just finished up on our south end. This just last week got it completed, and so we have from 4th North to 4th South, we have sidewalks all along Main Street.
And you were saying that they're looking at another couple of places that they're going to do some work maybe this fall, is that right?
Yeah, this fall we're going to try to go around, and there's some repair work we need to do in the city of some broken sidewalks and stuff that we're going to try to, if we can get repaired and fixed before winter sets in.
So you've got that coming, and that'll be this fall, which, shouldn't be too bad. It can get those sidewalks repaired and fixed and taken care of. And then one last little piece of business for the city before we talk about the fun part. Elections this year, you could actually cancel the elections this year. Is it because you just didn't have enough people that were interested in running? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, so if we would have had, more people running for different positions, we could have had we would have continued to hold our election, but where we've only had enough people for one candidate for each position and no write-ins, so we were able to cancel our election this year, and we don't have to hold it because everybody got put in by default.
And as I kind of said before we came on the air, it's always good to know that people like the way things are going. They just like the status quo, so we'll keep it that way, right?
That sounds good to me. Maybe we can keep trying to do a good job for the citizens of Huntington City.
All right. So let's talk and wrap up with some fun stuff coming up on October 1st. It is your Halloween Fest, going to be right there in Huntington on Main Street. Tell us all about that one.
So we got a little group in Huntington called the Wee Witches, and they put on a little Halloween festival. It's going to be October 1st this year, and they have a little light parade that starts on about 7 o'clock, and it starts on 1st South, and it'll kind of snake around and go back and end up at City Park, where they have a little Halloween festival, kind of a witch's dance, and some food vendors, and some booths for people selling gifts and decorations and things like that.
All right. So if anybody has questions about that, can they contact you at you guys at Huntington City, and you can get them in touch with the people that are in the know as far as that is concerned?
Yep. You can contact Huntington City or get a hold of Lisa Miller. She's kind of the head cheese on this one, so she could give you more information on what you need to do.
All right. Well, Mayor Norton, thank you for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And we're going to let you get back to the business that is Huntington City. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Thanks, David. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.